Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope everything is in balance. Hope you're in good health and in good mental state of well-being. Hope you feel light on the shoulders and in your body. Hope you're staying true to the promises that you made to yourself in closing that gap between your ideal self and yourself. Tapping into the what Nietzsche calls the Übermensch, the one who can transcend, the one that goes beyond good and evil. And we will ponder on some good insights here, as we always do. So grab your coffee or tea, or continue tidying up your surroundings. Maybe you're folding clothes or going about your day walking your dog. And let's just hang out and just talk about the good things in life. Lose the stress. It's holding you back. It's stifling your creativity. It may even be killing you. Locate the stresses in your life. Isolate them. Challenge them. Replace them with alternatives like change, meditation, and exercise. Once again, we're being called to be responsible and being able to respond with brevity and decisiveness. So how are you facing the music of your life? Is anything stressing you out or bothering you? Maybe it's time to have a clear look at it, for everything starts with a good conversation with your true self. What is really important to you? What things need straightening out? What needs tending? Maybe it's a little kink in your heart. Maybe it's a little shift in your perspective. Maybe try mindful, radical acceptance by Tara Brach. Have you been practicing rain? Recognizing, allowing, investigating, and nurturing. So these mindfulness tools can be applied in your day-to-day. Your days are made up of hours, segments, and moments, so you can allot and insert and prepare for each of them. And to not get easily reactive with stress. Some things that might appear stressful irritate us, and we are being compelled by the ego to react rather than respond. So in watching and really carefully looking at it from a universal point of view, we can find spiritual solutions to it. And most of it can be solved by letting it be. By letting nature take its course. By letting the Tao flow through whatever it may be. And practice the act of surrender. Maybe bring attention to the body when the stressful thought comes. Maybe notice the hands as it clenches, and maybe watch yourself as you immediately put up a wall just by entertaining a stressful thought. Safely inhabiting the body, bringing attention to the feet, and softening your whole body. That is where your true power is. In watching your reactions, watching your response. The body responds. Sometimes it gets too used to the patterns that it tenses up and it turns into disease. But everything, when opened up, when you let your organs and each molecule vibrate with joy and openness and make it ready for new things and new ideas. Everything's just joyful. And you get to see the beauty in where you are and all that it contains. That everything is all good. That everything's in your head and it can be risen above of. How's your coffee, by the way? We're having chock full of nuts here, nothing too fancy, just black on a French press. It's my second pot, as I did some tidying up the whole day and did some cardio and just observed the mind. And you can do the same too. That's what we are here for, to remind each other to remember to be on guard, not in a defensive way, but in a watchful way. That in any moment that we feel stress popping up, we take a step back and really analyze and inquire with questions such as, why is this stressing me? That these are just constructs, stories. These are just stories that we choose to believe in, these stressful thoughts. A healthy amount of stress is the one that pushes you to make things better. Okay, so if ever there's unease in the body or in your thing, do something about it. Okay, rather than running away, avoiding and suppressing, it's best to express what's needed to be expressed through loving speech and loving creativity. Only if needed. But what is needed to be done is very little, my friends. In the practice of silence and mindfulness and the Tao, all is done. I mean, you are already happening. You are doing great as you sit. And anything you want to learn, you can learn through the infinite knowledge that is in your fingertips. Okay? The internet is there. Google is there. The whole library of Alexandria and Akashic records is there. So find your piece of the puzzle, find your place in the world, and just happily and joyfully participate in your way. Be mindful of what stresses you. It's either you do something about it, accept it, or change it. So be mindful, watch, observe the body, observe if you're being dragged by your ego through its invitation to react and respond and to be emotional. Anything that pulls you into emotions automatically brings you to imbalance, because the moment you feel elated, the opposite of it already exists. And it is unavoidable in this human experience. We are obliged to, it's part of being human, to feel such emotions and treat it as a part of the beauty of being alive and not get too attached to it. If you get down on the rabbit hole of a low emotional state, know that it is not permanent. Everything is impermanent, and just observe and watch and be there for what it is, and do not run away, do not try to numb it or run away from it, and soon enough you'll return to equanimity. And when we get too excited and too happy, do not get too attached to it and try to maintain it and make it to double it or to make it greater. Soon enough, my friend, you'll return back to your natural state, which is the state of balance. All we gotta do is breathe through it and act with grace and be honorable and do our part. Tend to your loved ones and tend to your work and watch. Watch what stresses you. That is the theme of the day. To lose and embrace and work through and accept and integrate whatever is bothering you. Okay? You can do it. If you find value in this daily meditations or daily pep talks, feel free to share. This is Paolo of StartEarlyToday.com and MakePureThyHeart.com. And that's it for today. Namaste.